John and Raheel with Dell, ESPN 97.5.
Talking a lot about the quarterback position, what the Texans might do with Brock Osweiler. Apparently, the finalists are the Texans and the Broncos. Now, there's a running back the Texans apparently are interested in Lamar Miller. Apparently, the Cowboys and the Texans are the front runner for Lamar Miller. Doesn't look like he's going back to Miami at this time. Would you pay the price tag of about $6 million a year for a running back who's only carried the ball 20 times in a game twice in four seasons? Would you pay that for Lamar Miller? About six million a year, multi-year deal.
What's the difference between?
And there was a question. We were dusting in sources. We were going back and forth. He'd rather have Lamar Miller than he'd rather have Brock Osweiler. 17 versus 6. But the running back position is so devalued right now. Yeah, I mean, you can get running backs on the cheap, and you do. I mean, they've dropped in the draft. How many we saw draft without any running backs taken in the first round? We see now, I mean, even though Heisman Trophy winner Derrick Henry is going to be drafted later, second round probably, one running back, Ezekiel Elliott, in the first round. We see how devalued it is. So I don't want to, you know, the money aside, $6 million is actually a lot of money to be paying a running back these days.
Yeah, and we talked about it before the show. Lamar Miller's had shoulder issues before he got to the league. He kind of got a redshirt year in Miami. They didn't give him a lot of carries his first year, probably averaged about 7 or 8 carries a game in his first season. So there's not a lot of wear and tear on him. Right. He's only 24. But if you're expecting an Arian Foster where you're going to hand him the ball 20, 25 times a game, that has not been his history. You can blame that on Joel Philbin for lack of usage, or you can say, well, they're just trying to preserve a guy who isn't that type of back. So if you going into it can consider him not a guy you can hand it off to 25 times, you still want to pay him $6 million a year?
How's he run the Wildcat?
They haven't done that in Miami since Ricky Williams and Ronnie Brown.
How do we know?
Don't spend $6 million on Lamar.
How do we
Miller.
Know? Okay. Because we don't know if he can run the Wildcat.
Oh, is that a selling point for Brock, by the way? To answer your question,
that he
Dell?
Can run, they can play wide receiver.
Yeah, he can play wide receiver, and in the red zone inside the five, you don't even have to worry
split
about
out
it.
Wide.
JJ will get the ball,
right?
So there's no pressure on
the
you.
The Wildcat.
Don't spend $6 million on Lamar Miller.
I don't know.
I don't believe in Lamar Miller.
That does bother me a little bit that he wasn't a featured back. If you're going to say, hey, Brock was benched for Peyton Manning, who's a Mount Rushmore quarterback, then why aren't you asking if you know why is Lamar Miller only getting he's on twice only has 20?
Now you can point and say, well, Joe Philbin's a dope. That may be a viable reason for that. But he was a guy in college who avoided contact a bit to protect his shoulders. Now, he only played 2 years in Miami, came out after his redshirt sophomore year. Now, he got carries in college, but he wasn't a guy who liked contact, particularly because people thought he's trying to protect those shoulders, and he did have off-season surgery after his final year in college. So $6 million means this guy we're handing the ball off to 20, 25 times. He's getting touches. Like I said, there's no reason to believe he's that guy.
Dell, you've watched most of his games, right?
Yeah.
Screw all the stats, screw everything, just eye test.
He is an explosive back. He adds much-needed speed to the Texans if you were to sign him. But I have not seen anything from Lamar Miller to suggest that I can put my offense in his hands.
This is John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5.